welcome to episode 78 of the Geeks for the Win podcast, the podcast covering all things geeky. I am your host, William, and I'm joined with my co-host, Stuart.
Known across the internet as Casual Terror.
And Harold.
Hey, what's up, guys? You can call me Harold the Zombie Slayer.
Alrighty. Anyways, let's see. Stuart, what have you been doing?
Oh, let's see. I played Gotham City Impostors. That is a fun game.
Yes, it is.
Harold and I played it over the weekend. It is fun. I really like it's got its base in the Call of Duty controls, which makes it easy to pick up for a seasoned FPSer, I guess. But it's also, I like it because it's got its own different modes of transport throughout the map. And it's really funny to see a Batman with a cardboard box on his head go by on roller skates.
Or what about when they have the bouncing ball shoes? Those are pretty cool.
Yeah. I've not really seen those in game yet. A lot of people use either the grappling hook or the glider.
I've seen it a couple times in game, and they're funny to watch them do that. Also, you know, one of the other things I like is that, like, the maps are not too big,
but no, they're not too small. And because of the motor transport, you can get across them real quick.
And what else? I guess the only negative is that, like, the bats and the Jokers, they almost look kind of, you can mistake them for each other sometimes.
Yes. Dark blue and bluish purple look similar.
Now, the
only way that I can tell that is not an enemy is the green name is not above their head.
Yeah, or the green hair.
If you're a Joker, yeah.
Now, one of the things that I like is that you get those calling cards and it talks to you afterwards when they kill you.
Oh, yes. I definitely like the things that they say after they kill you. It makes it almost worth dying.
Now, you've leveled up and you've been able to gain access to some of the gangs, right?
Yeah, I still don't know what they do.
What I've seen, because I finally got access to the sewer rats or whatever it was, by joining the gang, all it does is it just helps you level up in that gang. And then after you get a certain respect level, you can go to another gang or whatever. I don't know exactly what it does 100% either. But, you know, that's what I've seen it do so far, is just give you, like, respect.
Okay. I don't know what respect does either. So...
I don't know yet either, but it gives you reputation. So I guess the more we play, we can find out what the reputation is. But I've noticed, like, on the turf war, I'm actually looking at the turf war screen now. Like, the hazmats have owned 31% of the map, where the wharf rats or the sewer rats or whatever, they only have like 3%, and you've got one little tiny piece. So I guess the more you play, the more you're able to take over turf.
Yeah, from just looking at the map, it looks almost like a mag kind of style, where you slowly kind of try to push out the other gangs.
And that's the only thing
I
can
guess
think
is
of.
Cool, but I don't know how to do anything with that. I don't know how it does the percentages and all that.
Now, your character, yeah, I don't know it either, but your character, tell me, do you use the big burly dude? You do use the physical-looking guy? What kind of character are you doing now?
I use the one in the middle.
Okay, yeah, that's the not the big guy, but the strong or the muscular guy.
Like, there's five different body types. There's the big beefy dude, mm-hmm. Then there's the chunky guy, then there's the middle one. Then there's the chick, and then there's the really tiny skinny dude, and that was all in order from most health to least health, and opposite for speed.
Yeah, you're using tough. You're using the tough guy.
I think that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. And I find that he lasts the longest.
I will actually say that's true. I have played with the big burly guy, and he just seems like a target for everybody. So, see, he ends up dying quicker.
Now, why don't you tell everybody your weapons? Because there's a bunch of different weapons. I've only been able to do machine guns because I'm not high enough yet. What other guns have you unlocked?
I mainly stick to the Dawnstar, which is the very first gun I unlocked. Okay. Because that seems to be the one I like the most. I have tested out the sniper rifle. I don't like it because it zooms in too much for the map sizes. Okay. And I do like the bow. Even though it technically is a sniper rifle, the bow is good.
Okay. Are you using any of the launchers?
I did try to use the whatever the first one is that shoots the 2-liter bottles of explosion. I couldn't really get kills with it.
Yeah, I had a little bit of a hard time with the launchers. And along with that freeze gun, that special weapon, the freeze gun.
Which is great if you can hit them.
Yeah, the deep freeze is what it's called. I've had a hard time with the deep freeze. And, why don't you tell everybody some of the, for the people who don't know, what like some of the modifications that are on them?
I mainly use the one that sniffs out people. It literally sniffs out the stink of the enemy. And you see them as little, like little stink clouds. Kind of show up even from across the map, but it doesn't show everybody. It just shows up occasionally.
True, I've had that problem, and I've got the stink smeller on my gun, which is a big help. And I'm using body armor. Are you using any armor, or what are you using?
I have three body types unlocked. On my big burly dude, yes, he has. The body armor.
Okay, and are you finding?
I actually have five weapon loadouts unlocked.
Wow, what level are you finding now?
29.
Okay, you've been playing a lot.
It was really all thanks to one match. I leveled up from 20 to 24 in one match.
Wow.
That was because I went on a killing spree. I mean, I went 17 and one.
Dang. You're pretty good. You've always, whenever we played, you were always in the top three anyway, so that wasn't bad. You were always in the top three.
Yeah, I like how it shows the top three in the match at the end, and then it gives the score. On that game, my score was like 8,000. The second place player was 4,000. I doubled the second place player.
Now, are you playing more the team deathmatch or the fumigation or the psych war? Because I'm liking psychic warfare.
I have not played anything else other than team deathmatch.
Oh.
I know what the other ones are. I know the – what is it? What are they again?
Fumigation, you got to
– Fumigation, that's it. That's territories.
Yeah, capture the flag or capture the territory.
Yes.
Now, psychic warfare is awesome because you got to get the battery – and this is more like capture the flag, but you get the battery and then you got to bring it over to the machine, okay? And then you got to wait for the machine to do whatever power up. But once it powers up, all the bats or all the jokers or whoever on your opposite team, all of a sudden they get like stupid and they just walk around stupid for like 10 seconds and you just pick them off. I'm able to score lots. I'm getting like 6,000-7,000 points in these games.
Yeah, I have seen them, but I've not played them.
Definitely got to try that one. It's really fun. I've really, really enjoyed that.
The only really bad thing I have to say about the game is there are only four maps.
But hopefully there'll be some DLC or something coming up because, this game is blowing up.
Technically, there is lots of DLC for it. $220 worth of DLC for it.
Yeah, but it's DLC of crap that you... And I know people have already bought it because I've seen people with that black market stuff with those mascots.
Yeah, those – there's like two of them that you can only get by buying them in the marketplace. But everything else in the game, you can unlock. Like all that DLC, you can unlock in the game.
Yeah, but people are paying 240 points for some of those things.
Because they don't want to spend the time to unlock it, and they want to have the stuff. Is it like stuff that'll help you better in the game, or is it just cosmetic stuff?
It's all costume stuff.
It's all costumes.
Oh, I don't know, man. That's crazy. Gears of War 3 weapon skin.
I think there is a double XP in there.
Yeah, there is the
boost. But I have not dug into it.
There's a team boost, and it's 80 Microsoft points, which I don't know if – and it gives you 1 hour of boost. So, I mean, it might be something one night where, you know what, if we all are playing, one of us buys one week, and then another one buys one another week, and then while we're our team, we just make – you know, we make some boosts.
So it gives your whole team the boost?
If you buy the 80-point one, it gives the whole team a boost. If you buy the solo one for 40, it gives just you the boost.
Huh.
But it gives you double in-game points, not end-of-round points, though.
Okay.
And, I mean, for 40 Microsoft points or for 80 Microsoft points for 1 hour, that isn't bad for the double XP.
Yeah, but that's a dollar. I mean
– Yeah.
But you figure this.
You figure you can just play for an extra hour and get the same amount.
True, but let's just say David, who bought the game, and Stuart and me and my daughter are on, and one of us buys one week for a dollar, and then another one buys one for a week for a dollar. I mean, that's double XP, and it didn't really cost a dollar, you know.
Can you earn the double XP?
That we don't know yet.
I'm aware of. I'm not aware of that. Yeah, it's a fun game. I'm liking it. It is $15, which a lot of people are going, oh, $15. I think it's worth it.
No,
I definitely think it's worth it.
I would agree with it. Now, the one thing, I guess whoever gets there first to the level 100, there's something called promotion, and you have to accept the promotion.
Okay.
So I guess once we get there, we can figure out more what's going on.
I guess. Well, I'm having a hard time reading the text because I'm on a standard def TV.
Like I said, it's crap on a standard def TV. It just
the game, no. The text, yes.
The game is fun.
The game is fun.
And I mean, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I'm saying even if all you did was jump around and fly around the map, that's fun. And I also like the fact that they give you those little challenges. Those challenges are fun too.
They are. They're very fun.
And you know what? It's a good distraction from Call of Duty.
Even though it does some of the same things.
But it's just nice having Jokers or different characters and actually having like comic book stuff.
It is not nice to have comedy.
Very nice.
Okay. So what else have you been doing, Stuart?
I got a little back into Skyrim a little bit. I didn't realize I hadn't played that game in a long time. And I was so weak compared to the stuff I see people doing. I'm only level 12.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you're down there.
Well, I will say I with these games, I do create new characters all the time.
You do the same thing I do, which I'm actually down like a level 30 Khajiit, and I'm thinking about making an orc.
Yeah. I loved Oblivion. I played the hell out of Oblivion. And Skyrim just looks so much better. Ugh, I can't get over how much better it looks. I am kind of disappointed because I see these videos all the time of mods I see people making, and I can't have any of them.
Should have gotten the PC version.
Got to get a new computer first. Because there was one mod that came out recently. It was developed by Valve.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah,
and it is the Space Core, or at the end of Portal 2, the one that goes up with Wheatley into space. That
spoiler that alert. On,
it's been what? How long?
Well, Harold hasn't played Portal 2,
and he has no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, I'm lost.
Yeah, but once you start playing, if you ever do start getting around to Portal 2.
Yeah, they finally dropped the price of it to $24, so it might be very soon because, you know, they drop it down a little more.
Anyway, that core lands in the middle of Skyrim, and he you can eventually make a helmet out of him somewhat, so you can walk around wearing a Space Core helmet, which looks funny. It doesn't match anything else in Skyrim whatsoever. That's really been it for video games. On to movies. I've finally watched a movie that I'm ashamed to say I didn't watch until recently. Captain America.
Oh, really? Wow.
Really?
What did you think of it?
I liked it. I really did.
I gotta agree with you there. I thought it was a really good movie. I really thought it was good. I don't know why a lot of people were hating on it.
No, I really liked it. You can definitely tell that they had apart from Avengers being in the title, they had the Avengers movie in mind. Like, this was the complete setup movie for the Avengers.
Oh, definitely. And I like the way they didn't do it too cheesy. I mean, they had, like, Tony Stark's dad, you know, as one of the scientists, which that's actually true in the comics.
Yeah, it is. But he played a more prominent role in the movie than I thought he would. I didn't think he was going to be in it that much.
Yeah.
Or as much as he was.
Yeah, so I honestly don't see how people can hate on it as much as they did. And I think if it's directed, if Joss Whedon actually, you know, which, you know, Whedon we trust, whatever, you know, mm-hmm. if he actually does direct it the way I think he will, that Robert Downey Jr., you know, Tony Stark won't overshadow Chris Evans as Captain America.
No, and from the trailers, it doesn't look like that's going to happen. There is one trailer that I like. It is Steve Rogers and Tony Stark are arguing, and just Thor laughing at both of them, which is what happens. Like, that happens all the time.
Yeah, but
those two fight, and then Thor just ends up just laughing at him.
Yeah, but I really think that Chris Evans, I was skeptic, because I was thinking, really, the dude who played the Human Torch? But I really think he did a good job. I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, he did do a really good job. But I also think that being a funny man that Chris Evans is, not the best role for him. I think he played a much better Johnny Storm.
I would agree.
He fit the role of Johnny Storm a lot better than he did Steve Rogers.
Yeah, but those movies were so bad compared to Captain America.
Were they really that bad? I mean, think about it. I mean, they weren't great.
I liked them.
But for making a Fantastic Four movie, it wasn't that bad, actually.
I guess.
No, I think the roles that were cast fit perfectly with those characters.
And the Fantastic Four I'm sorry, and I'll probably get hated on for this, but I honestly feel like out of all the Marvel stuff, they are a little bit boring.
Oh, definitely. I'll agree with you there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so for what they did, I mean, the fact that they even brought in a different comic book, the Silver Surfer, just to make that other movie go on shows that it was – to me, it shows that it was a little bit of a weaker product.
Well, the Silver Surfer was
the Galactus is not a cloud.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. But yeah, I really enjoyed Captain America, though, and it makes me really looking forward to that. And Thor, whenever I watched Thor, I was pleasantly surprised with that as well. So I'm all on board with the Avengers. There's so many movies this year that I've got to see in theaters. I've already started, you know, making a change jar. So,
I don't think there are as many movies I want to see as there were last year. Like, I'm talking about like the summer blockbusters. But I'm definitely looking forward to the summer.
Well, for me, there's Spider-Man, there's the Avengers, there's the Dark Knight Rises, there's well, we'll talk about the trailer or the teaser trailer later, but Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, there's what? There's The Hobbit.
Is that coming out this year?
I think so. I thought I heard somebody say it was coming out this year. World War Z comes out this year. Let's see. Honestly, The Ghost Rider, that looks really good.
Yeah, it comes out this Friday.
It looks a lot better than the first one, and I thought the first one wasn't that bad, you know, for what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wasn't, you know, Oscar worthy, but yeah. So, and there's just a few others I'm just really looking forward to. So I've got a, this house has a change jar where we put our change in so we can use it for movies, because we need to start saving, because movies are pricey. And I really want to start watching more movies this year, because I realized the last movie I saw in theaters was Transformers 3 back in June. That's pretty bad.
And if it wasn't for last week seeing what did I see? Totally blank on the name. One more title. Superheroes.
Contagion. Man.
Wow, and I really like that movie too, and I totally blank on the name.
But yeah, The Hobbit comes out December 14th. So,
Chronicle. Thank you.
There you go.
Oh yeah, that.
If it wasn't for Chronicle, yeah, it would have been since last summer, since I saw a movie too.
Well,
but go ahead.
Oh, I said yeah. I went last week and watched the Woman in Black, but that was absolutely horrible.
Yeah, we heard about that from you last week. But oh, and Stuart, don't forget. Episode 1 in 3D is out.
Which,
you know what? I'll miss it.
Quickly, you know, that freaking surprised me too, because that came out in 3D, right? And for part of the front page of screen stuff, I look at the U.S. charts, and that was like number 3 in sales this week.
Really? That high?
It was that high in the box office this week, you know, or no, it was number 4. I'm sorry. It was number 4 in the box office, and it grossed 22.5 million in 1 week.
Yeah. It's not anything to write home to. I mean,
but I'm sitting here and Woody Harrelson had his movie that came out, the one where he was a bad police guy. And it's like his movie, like, just totally flopped.
Well, the reason for that is there was some like fiasco with Woody Harrelson where he was gonna post he was doing some promotion on some website. I can't remember if it was like Reddit or 4chan, one of those sites. Probably Reddit. And he was gonna do a ask, you know, I'll answer anything type thing, which I guess that's a common thing over there. And then he decided, oh wait, no, I'm just going to answer questions about something, you know, about the movie. And then people got mad, and I guess there was something to do with him like killing a little kid or something. I heard this on the Social Blend. And I can't remember the details specifically, but it apparently was a big fiasco, and a lot of people were saying they were going to boycott his movie because you know he went back on his thing, and so there was some big fiasco with Woody Harrelson. So that's probably a big factor, you know. So the movie's probably it may be crappy, but there was a whole internet fiasco with Woody Harrelson, and we all know stuff like that can really hurt.
Yeah, because it did. It hurt this.
But personally, I love Woody Harrelson.
You know what? I remember watching him as a child. I remember we would go, my grandfather would go to the like Moose or Elk Club or whatever it is, you know, those old people club.
Yeah.
And we would come home on Thursday.
Old people club.
You never went to those old people club?
I'm a member.
Yeah, those Moose Elk Lodge, whatever they're called.
How are you a member
of the Elks?
So see, there you go. And I remember
Stuart's an old person. Wow.
No, because they would have dinners like every Thursday night or something. And at least mine had dinner like every Thursday night. And when we would get home, that's the first thing that was on TV. And that's what I used to watch every Thursday night was Cheers with Woody Harrelson.
Yeah. And I mean, just a lot of his movies I just really like. He's just done some really good stuff. I mean, he's not like my favorite, but I am a fan. He's a pretty good actor, I think, but anyways, yes. Yeah. What else, Stuart?
I also watched Ah Zombie.
A-I-A-A-H.
Yes.
How'd you like it?
I liked it. It was funny.
And it was a different take on everything.
Yes. I almost fell off the couch laughing during the bowling scene.
Yeah, that was a good scene.
That was I would have liked to actually see what the zombies looked like when they bowled, but I don't know, seeing their Vicar dance afterward as the zombies was hilarious.
And I really like how they use the contrast between the color scenes and the black and white scenes.
Yes.
That was great, and I'm glad the movie explained everything in the beginning.
Yes, it explained, here's how it's going to be the rest of the movie. This is how it is. And this is why it's going on.
It was a great movie, I thought. Really good.
I also liked after that one couple actually got to get together in the movie.
Uh-huh.
And they went to the other two and were like, yeah, we're finally together. Do you guys do it? Yeah, but it fell off.
That was funny.
What fell off? I don't want to talk about it.
That's disturbing.
Well, because they were zombies when they got ready to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I've seen the movie.
See, that's funny. That's zombie comedy.
I would agree, and it was good stuff.
Okay, what else I do? I got back into reading comics, and by comics, I mean Spider-Man.
Awesome.
I am now, because like after Spider Island, I stopped reading. I actually kind of stopped buying comics, but I'm now all caught up after Spider Island. And I also went back and started reading what I missed, like some of the stuff after I stopped reading before. So I'm now reading back in like 2009 issues, but I'm less than 100 issues from current, so I'm happy now. I don't know if you guys have been really up on what's going on in the comic world.
Not really. But, I mean, all I follow is the zombie, the Walking Dead comics.
Walking Dead. Well, in the Marvel universe, there's about to be a big clash between two forces.
Was it the Avengers and the X-Men?
Yes. Yeah. The Avengers versus the X-Men. That's coming up.
I saw that and I was like, oh my God, that's crazy. Like, is it the Avengers? Like, all the members who've been? Or
I don't know. That one cover page, it looked like it was all of them.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
In the newer comic books, wasn't Spider-Man part of the Avengers along with Wolverine?
Yes, I don't know what they're going to do about Wolverine, because Wolverine is an Avenger.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say, wasn't there, like, Wolverine, and I don't know if there was another X-Men, but...
Yeah, I don't know, because I don't read the X-Men, because the X-Men, I have nowhere to start.
Like, and there's, like, so many different storylines, isn't there?
There are. Yeah, there's the X-Force, there's Uncanny, there's the Runaways, there's... I don't know, and like even the Uncanny X-Men has split off into four separate comics. So I'm like, I don't know what. Oh, you make it so hard, Marvel.
They do.
Oh, and especially when I was reading Spider-Man, like part one of four was in Amazing, but the very next issue was part four of four. I was very curious what happened to in part two and part three. So I went on like, oh no, part two is the stupendous spider. Oh no, what was it? Was the start with an S? Spider-Man
spectacular then, or
spectacular? No, shit. What was it? Maybe it was stupendous. I don't know, but it was some other offshoot of the comic that was parallel with the Amazing Spider-Man, but still told Spider-Man stories. And then there was a third one. I'm like, oh my God, why can't you just keep it all in one? If it's in the same universe, keep it in one goddamn comic.
I hate when they do that, because that's how they make more money.
Well, that, and it also gets you checking out the other comics, I guess.
Well, it's all on them, because I have unlimited digital, and this is old issues, so I have it all for, you know, I can just access it whenever. I don't have to pay for each issue.
But,
and the digital stuff is actually catching up close to what's current now too. Like it on the digital side, it's actually Spider Island is going on, which is what happened in August.
Oh, really? So the subscription stuff is now Spider Island is in the subscription base?
Yep.
Oh, I have to check that out then. Maybe it's time to pick up the subscription model.
It's about 6 months behind, which I think it's going to stay about six months behind.
I'm thinking it's going to get closer and closer, I think.
I don't know.
Well, maybe not the subscription model, but the digital, you know, release.
Well, I mean, I have a Comixology on my Kindle, and that's actually how I caught up to current.
Because
you can buy the issues digitally. It's just that the unlimited stuff is about 6 months behind.
See, and then that's not bad. That's really not bad if you think
I think that's fine.
Because, I mean, it's any other media, that would be, like, amazing. Like, if Netflix had, well, you know, movies that were just 6 months old, like, I mean, that would be amazing. So, I mean, yeah, I definitely got to pick that up because, you know, you can definitely wait, you know. You can do that because there's so much other stuff I'm sure you can read while you're waiting for.
And with Spider-Man, Spider-Man is not monthly; it's bi-monthly.
Oh, so that's not that bad.
No.
Okay, for us people here, you keep talking about this subscription thing. I've never heard of it. Could you tell me a little bit more about it, real quick, please?
On Marvel.com, they offer a subscription to unlimited comics for like it's like $10.
It's like Instant Watch, but for Marvel comics. They have a certain amount that you can, you know, all you can read monthly.
$10 a month. Yeah. Okay, that ain't bad.
And you know, it pops up with its own kind of reader, and it works a lot like what the digital comics does, where it focuses on one area of the page.
Okay.
And then when you click next, it'll actually go to the next panel and kind of move around like that.
Now is there an app for the digital stuff now or the subscription or no, not yet?
No, there's not.
So you got...
there is a Marvel app like on Apple, but it's to buy their comics.
Yeah,
like,
well, there's a Marvel app on Android too, isn't there?
Yeah, yes, there is. There is, but it's to buy their apps. It doesn't tie in with the unlimited stuff.
So you gotta if you're reading it, you gotta read it on your computer online or on the browser on your tablet or whatever.
If your tablet has Flash,
which yours does,
it does, but not the right kind of Flash.
Oh wow. Well, hopefully I'm sure they're working on HTML since Adobe's kind of giving up on Flash.
Hopefully.
I mean, they've came out and said that months ago that they're going to support the devices that have Flash now, but they're basically giving up on it.
Well, I mean, hopefully I'll be able to read it on my Kindle soon.
Yeah. Alrighty, anything else?
That's really been it.
Alrighty. Harold, what have you been up to?
Well, since we last spoke, of course, I've been playing game-wise. I've been playing the game that Stuart and I have been playing, that Marvel, or not, what is it? It's DC, whatever it's called.
Gotham City
Imposters. Gotham City Imposters. But that's all that I've really done. What about you? What you do this week?
Alrighty. I guess, I've been reading The Walking Dead, really trying to catch up and read, you know. Trying to catch up and I guess get ahead, so because it's really good. I'm really liking that stuff. I'm really liking the comics. I started reading Walking Dead 2 years ago, and I just forgot about it, and I had to start. You know, I have the first trade paperback. I can't remember how far that goes up to.
The hard book.
Yeah.
That goes up to number 6. That's 1 through 6.
Yeah, and I read that originally . Two years ago, I think, and I just it's been 2 years. I forgot about it, so I've had to start back from the beginning. And like I said, I think I just finished number 10 or 11. I can't exactly remember, but I'm trying to get back into zombie stuff. Let's see, gaming wise, I've the Old Republic. I've played a little bit of. There was our guild had a on, what was it, Sunday, they had the Valentine's yes. Day massacre where we traveled to the different worlds and fought the world bosses. That was pretty yeah. fun.
I'm curious, what was your frame rate during those fights?
Like 3.
That was a lot better than mine.
Really?
Mine was 0.5.
Wow.
I heard attacks going on. I never saw anything. All I saw was a static screen. I was hitting buttons, but I'm not sure I was actually doing attacks.
We had like 40 people, though, I think.
Yeah, no, actually, no, we had more, because we had three groups.
There was only 2. Of 25. Somebody said there was 3, but there was only okay. 2. Because
Well, it was two groups of close to 25, so.
Yeah. Each. Yeah, so, and my group was full. We were full, so.
Yeah, mine wasn't.
Yeah, so that was crazy, and then you left, and we defeated a couple other world bosses, and then basically a group of us decided, oh, we're gonna go after I think 9 of us decided we're gonna go after the Datacron on the Imperial fleet that's plus 10 to all. That was crazy, but it was pretty
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, I've heard that one's really hard to get to.
It was pretty fun, and the guy said the one dude was telling us what all to do, and when you have to get like you have to go to Alderaan and get like
where's it at?
It's where is it? You gotta go to one of the I want to say the star something. I don't know. It's nowhere near like the main part of the fleet, like where the cantina and all the vendors and stuff are.
So it's not part of the circle?
No, not part of the circle.
Is it part of the Flashpoint area?
You've got to go to you've got to go to like the museum. I don't know.
There's a museum?
Yeah, there's a museum.
Where's the museum?
It's one of the like on the edges of the circles where the door is. There's like you go through one and then you take this speeder and it flies you, and then you take an elevator to the
museum.
There's
a speeder?
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, there's like apparently there's a bunch of quick travels in the actual fleet.
This is news to me.
But you get a grappling gun, you get this a crystal from another planet, and there's little parts where you can use a grappling gun, and it was pretty fun and pretty cool, and I got 10 plus 10 doll, and I can't really I probably could do it again with other people, but I'd have to, it'd have to be a thing where I have to figure it out along the way, and I'll remember, or maybe look up a video and re-jog my memory, but it was pretty fun. Enough of that, though. I talk a lot about the Old Republic. Let's see. That's basically it. I really just been touching on it every now and then, doing a little PvP every now and then, and then I finished my actual story to the so.
I have an Old Republic question real quick.
Oh, go ahead.
I saw that you tweeted this week that your subscription's almost up, and what was that all about for your Old Republic?
It's the fact that money's getting tight and I don't have enough, but fortunately I also tweeted that one of my family members, because the past like back in December I loaned a lot of money to a couple family members because I was thinking I really have no need for it right now. It was money I had saved up, and they were in some hard times, and I loaned it out, and one of my family members is paying me back, so now I got the money, so that's great. But I have sat down and I have made a schedule of what nights I'm gonna play the Old Republic, what nights I'm gonna have devoted to spending time with my family, and what nights I have devoted to the Xbox. So I have made a schedule, and it's no longer gonna be all Old Republic. Like tomorrow, I'm either playing Gears or Left 4 Dead with.
Oh, who are you playing with?
PSI Pilgrim and
Dark EJ?
No, I'm trying to think of what Vital's new Dragon Eyes Eric, I think his name is on Twitter.
Oh, is that Vital?
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I honestly don't know which one, but I'm going to. I mean, I discovered, I don't know how, but I came across a Microsoft points card. So I was happy about that. And I guess it's one I bought a while ago, and I just, back when I wasn't really too into gaming, like around
That's
August.
That's like finding $20 and a pair of jeans.
Yeah.
That's
so awesome. I'm going to pick up the what's it called? The Gears DLC, the season pass.
So now, how about Mass Effect 3? You guys been downloading that and playing that this week?
No, I'm not a Mass Effect fan.
I've been avoiding spoilers. If there's, I don't know if there are any in the demo, but I've been.
I think it's the beginning. It's the first bit of the game. I assume either that or I think I heard there's multiplayer. I don't know. This is all from tweets I've seen. I'm not a massive.
Yeah, fan. I don't know, but I've been trying to avoid it.
Yeah, so I am going to be playing 360 a lot more now. Because I want to get back into Gears, and I want to, someone mentioned Left 4 Dead, and I was thinking that'd be fun to do, because I still have 1 and 2, and I still have Modern Warfare, so I sat down, and I made a schedule, and I divided my time, so let's see how well that goes. I guess for watching, I did watch a movie that I think I'm the last person to have watched this movie. I don't know how, but it turns out my dad has even seen this movie and he doesn't even remember how he's seen it, but I did watch Inception.
Whoa. You finally watched that?
Yeah, I did.
That, wow. Yeah, didn't sound like you liked it very much though.
It was really entertaining and great, but the ending, what the fuck? That makes me mad. That I seriously like yelled at the TV.
But it left you in limbo.
Yeah, yeah, but it's just like, really? Because I knew it was coming. I knew the whole it was panning towards the little, well, I guess spoiler alert, whatever. But I can't think of anyone else who hasn't seen this but me, you know, by now. But spoilers.
It was my first Blu-ray movie.
Wow. My first was, I think, Dark Knight? Yeah. But anyways, yeah, it was all right. The ending, it just messes with your head.
It does.
It definitely does.
I mean, it's like, so wait, it was, they were within a dream, within a dream, within a dream, within a dream, and possibly within a dream, or, and I'm just, I was afraid to go to sleep that night.
That was something that really blew my mind, because it's like, okay, so you're, yeah, like you said, you're in a dream, in a dream, in a dream, in a dream, in a dream.
Possibly in another dream. Possibly.
Yeah, and the thing is like, I think doesn't at the end the top continue to spin?
Well, it's continuing to spin, and then it starts to wobble, and then it cuts to black. So it leaves you thinking, you know, either way, it's still spinning, but it wobbled. So is it going to continue on spinning, or is it going to fall down since it wobbled? That's what made me upset.
Well, and plus the fact that it didn't, all the other ones, like in the so-called real life, they fell after a couple seconds, and this one just kept going.
Yeah, but the way that it was all – the editing was cut, we don't really know how long it was that it spun for, because the editing in that movie was really crazy. It was crazy good. I mean, they did a good job piecing that movie together.
Yeah, it was a great movie.
And I watched – speaking of reality shows and comic books, I watched Kevin Smith's Comic Book Men.
Yeah, I heard about, I'm sad that I missed it, because that seems
on,
like something I would
like. It's on AMC's website. You can watch it for free in full. That's how I did it. And you can even skip through you can even click the little, I guess, you know, progress bar and fast forward through the commercials, because it's like, I guess they took the beginning all the way to the end, including the exact same commercials. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't automatically change like Hulu does to commercials where you can't skip them. It's just all in one file, which,
okay,
so that's how I saw that, and I was like, it's really cool though, because it's like They're all sat around like a recording area, like studio wise, and they're doing like a podcast, and they post it up on, I guess, one of the feeds or whatever, and they talk about stuff and that, you know, involves like what's going on in the actual show. Like they were talking about this guy who like came in with handcuffed to his suitcase, and he had like, you know, he had some zombie stuff. He had a poster of the, what was it? I can't remember.
The Walking Dead, probably.
No.
But did you notice it was full of Walking Dead comics?
Well, yeah, because that's a hot thing. But
product placement.
No, there was tons of product placement. And also, did you notice that they didn't give you the teaser trailer for the next week's Walking Dead until after the first 15 minutes of comic book?
Oh yeah, they always do stuff like that. But you
usually get your teaser trailer at the end of the episode, not after the first beginning of the next show.
Yeah,
well, that is true. Well, that is true.
I think it was a Dawn of the Dead poster, like the original whatever from like it didn't end up being from like Australia or something like that. And then these poster cards like of like the Walking Dead or not the Walking Dead, but God, you make me either Dawn of the Dead or Night of the Living Dead. I can't remember which one, but it was one of those. And and he was wanting like, you know, a ton of money for him. And they called like this dude because they were like, oh, we don't really know too much about movie memorabilia, so we got to call this dude. And he was like arguing that he was not arguing, but he was basically telling the dude, hey, you know, yeah, this is this, that. It's from Australia. It's all wrinkled up. It really should have been posted in a frame and all this and that, the value. And it was interesting stuff. And then they had one guy who had like came in with a Thor poster, like 1970s Thor poster by Jack Kirby, which it's, you know, one of the original artists of, well, probably mm-hmm. the original artist, yeah, of Marvel. And then he had like some Dracula comic, which was like the first appearance of Blade. He had like two of those, I think, and a bunch of other stuff. And they had like, and they had a thing where they had a bunch of junk, and they decided to go to a flea market, and they had a contest of who could make the most money, and they would get like 2 weekends off, and there was some funny shit with it. But it's an interesting show. I think I'm gonna continue on watching it. I think it's interesting, and I think it'll also keep me motivated to continuing reading comics. It'll be a weekly reminder of, hey, you have to read some comics. So definitely recommend it. Kevin Smith's Comic Book Men. It's on, like I said, AMC's website. Don't go to AMC.com because that leaves you that doesn't go to it. I made that mistake. What is it? AMCTV.com, I think.
Yeah, it's AMCTV.com.
Yeah. Like I said, the episode is in full, and so is The Walking Dead. So if you missed that episode, they're showing it the full episode. So that's pretty good.
Well, if you got Comcast, you can just get it on demand, both of them.
Yeah, but anyways, also Talking Dead, good stuff there. And I guess if you like the people from Comic Book Men, they have their own podcast on the Smodcast Network or whatever, Kevin Smith's podcast network, which I used to listen to a lot of shows from there, and then I just decided I needed to support the indie podcasts like us. But I've decided to start listening to them again based off of the show because it's entertaining stuff. But that's basically been it for me. I guess we can move on to our... Well, actually, no. First, we gotta pimp out our sponsor, Audible. The Audible is sponsoring us, and you can get a free audiobook by going to audibletrial.com/geeksftw. There's hundreds of thousands of titles to choose from, and you can get it on just about anything. You know, iPhone, iPad, your Android phone, certain Kindles. You know, you can download it to put it just on an MP3 player or even a CD. You can listen on a computer or whatever, but definitely check them out. Like we said last week, Stuart and I are going to be doing audiobook reviews in the future, so keep an eye out for that. I think I'm going to be picking up the Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter coming up, because that movie's got me just super – or that the trailer we're going to be talking about later has got me super excited for that. So I guess I've got a few topics. Nothing I don't think is going to take too long, but I just wanted to talk about them with y'all. I guess now, what did y'all think of the Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter teaser trailer? Harold, you've been kind of quiet.
I thought it was kind of cool. The guy who's playing Abraham Lincoln looks kind of weird, but then, of course, you know,
yeah,
that's okay. The biggest concern I have is just how are they going to pull it off with a good story. And I guess if they got a good story, it'll work.
The books, apparently, I haven't read the book, but I know my dad has actually read the book, and he says they use certain things in like actual history that has happened, and it's kind of like historical fiction. Like some parts actually did happen, and then they add in, you know, of course, the vampire hunting and stuff like that, and certain things like that. So if they really go by the book, apparently it's an amazing story, and that's why I'm going to be picking that up. Because,
well, I'm just interested in it because I think Abraham Lincoln might be the only like history character that you could actually kind of pull it off with, since he was kind of weird.
Yeah, but it is a book. It is a popular book among, I guess, geeks.
That is news to me.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know it was a book.
Yeah, that's why they're making it into a movie. It's not an original thing. It's been a book for a while, and
I thought they kind of pulled it out of their ass, but now I know it's a book.
No,
I might look into it.
And it really has been a popular book, but I've been meaning to read it, but I just never got around to it. I've known about it, but yeah.
I think my favorite scene in the trailer was when Abraham was chopping a tree. He hit the tree with the axe, and the tree exploded. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, there's definitely.
And I laughed so hard.
Yeah, it definitely looks. I'm definitely excited. I mean, it just seems amazing. And I think they picked the. The director, he's done Tim Burton. He's done some pretty bad stuff, but for something like this, I think it's perfect. I think he's perfect.
He's done some pretty awesome stuff too.
Yeah,
that's where I'm going to disagree with you, because I think almost everything Tim Burton's done has been awesome. And if there's anybody who can pull this off, yeah, if there was anybody who could pull off something weird like this, it would be Tim Burton.
Well, I don't get me wrong, I do like Tim Burton, but there's been some stuff he's done that a lot of people haven't really been too big on, like the remake of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. That I know a lot of people really did not like that.
Yeah, but it was.
And Alice in Wonderland.
But you got to remember this.
That was
Willy
good.
Wonka.
I liked that.
The Willy Wonka that he did was a dark version of Willy Wonka. Alice in Wonderland was actually pretty good, unless you saw it in 3D.
Yeah.
I didn't like the 3D.
Yeah, and I guess a lot of people have said the Planet of the Apes, his version, they didn't like, but he's done a lot of stuff I like, you know, Sweeney Todd was amazing, Corpse Bride, good, Sleepy Hollow, let's see, well, Edward Scissorhands. I'm looking at the poster, of course, Mars Attack, I didn't know he did Mars Attacks, but I
really,
yeah,
I didn't know that either.
I liked Mars Attacks, but yeah, Nightmare Before Christmas, Beetlejuice. I mean, he's done a lot of good stuff, and you know, his best stuff is, you know, the dark doing dark things, and this definitely is a dark story. I mean, and it's originally a dark story, so I don't think anyone's going to get too mad that he's going to be obviously making it a darker story.
Yeah, and as I said, he would be the one who could pull it off.
Yeah, with that, and definitely looking forward to that. And because it's just, I mean, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, that just sounds awesome. So that's going to be in June, I think, June 22nd. I'm
looking forward to it.
Definitely. So I guess the next kind of surprising, kind of not surprising, Transformers 4, Michael Bay has said, you know, he's going to be doing some movie.
I thought he said he wasn't going to do 4.
He is. He said he's going to be doing some movie with Mark Wahlberg and The Rock, and then he'll do the next Transformers June 27th, 2014.
Can anybody remember when Michael Bay said that Transformers 2 was going to be the best Transformers ever? And then he came out and said, oh, no, well, we rushed it or whatever, and it wasn't the greatest, but Transformers 3 is now going to make up for it. And I'm tired of him in Transformers.
But Transformers 4 is supposed to make the eco people happy.
I'm not sure. I don't think it says on this link, but I've heard it's possibly going to be a reboot of the movie series. And
oh, you got to be kidding me!
I'm kind of glad.
Then it wouldn't be a 4.
Well, I don't know. I've heard other things, but it's the fourth Transformers movie he's done, anyways, or he's going to be doing. But only thing I want is I want to see from the Autobots' perspective. I don't want to see it from Sam Witwicky or, you know, whatever. I want to see it from the actual Transformers.
I just want to follow around, you know, Shia LaBeouf.
Because I'm sorry, but I did not like him in the movies.
I just want the Transformers to interact with each other.
Yeah.
Anyways, what do you guys think? You guys think this is a mistake, or you?
Well, when I first read
you guys there?
There was going to be a 4. Yeah. Can you hear us?
Yeah. Hello. Hello. Can you hear us? Hello.
I can hear you.
You there?
Yeah, yes. Okay. Hello.
Good. I don't know what happened. I unplugged my mic and plugged it back in, and I guess it worked.
All right.
Anyways, but what do you guys think?
When I first read about Transformers 4, the headline was, there's going to be a hybrid in it. That's the high point of the movie. There's going to be a hybrid in it.
That's not the high point of the movie.
That's according to the article, it was.
And what, the hybrid's going to be like, I don't know. I'm not even gonna say anything. They've done some pretty bad things, but so you're not looking forward to this.
If the hybrid is a minicon,
I just want them to leave Transformers alone. Let it die.
Or pass it along to somebody else.
Give it to somebody else. Yeah.
They give it to someone else and let them reboot it. But I mean, Michael Bay, leave it alone now.
Yeah, I don't know. Either that or I don't know. I saw Transformers 3 in theaters, even though I did not like the, you know, Transformers 1 was, it was all right. This 2 was pretty bad, and I went to see 3 just because I'm like, it's Transformers, maybe it's good, maybe, you know, it's possible, and really not. I mean, it didn't have Megan Fox in it, so it was better, I think, but still not really good, and I don't know. I don't want this to happen. I hope it falls through, you know.
I think the only way that this could be good, I wouldn't even say it like that.
Dinobots.
The only way
Dinobots, well, okay. Would be cool.
Dinobots or Unicron.
Oh, have it be like a prequel?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh.
I want to see fucking Unicron.
I would like it if it was like a prequel, like before, you know.
Or do War on Cybertron.
Yeah, that would be cool. That I think
have no humans in it whatsoever.
Exactly, and it's all and see all they would have to do is just voices, and they could just CG the whole thing.
Yeah, they don't have to shoot a damn thing.
Exactly, it'd just be explosions.
But then Michael Bay won't go to blow something up. He'd have to CG blow it all up.
He could blow up the stills of robots. I don't know. Little mini fake figurines. I don't know.
He can blow up stuff on his own time. He's got other movies he does. But that would be cool. That's, yeah, I would love to see all Transformers movie, no humans. What do you think, Harold?
That could work.
All Transformers, no humans would work. Or, like Stuart even said, going back and doing Dinobots and stuff.
I said Dinobots.
Okay, I'm sorry, William. Like you said, that might work. But, I mean, yeah, seeing Shia LaBeouf again, I'm not interested in it.
Yeah. See, I've always said the fact that he could get those attractive girls is more unrealistic compared to that's the most unrealistic part of the movie, not the robots, you know, giant alien robots that, you know, but anyways.
I really love Shia LaBeouf as an actor, but his last movies have been terrible.
See, I grew up watching him as the goofy kid on Even Stevens. So it's really hard to see him.
And if you've ever seen the movie, it's true. He plays a mentally handicapped kid. He should have won an award for that role because he was fucking amazing.
Never heard of that movie.
True Calling, maybe? No, that's what's her face's TV show.
Thank God for autocomplete because I would not even be able to spell the boof. I'm looking on IMDb.
Yeah, he played a kid, a mentally handicapped kid, and he did it very well.
True Confessions?
True Confessions, that's it.
Yeah, about 10 years ago. Wow.
Yeah, it was right after Even Stevens ended, or right around that time.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm just... No, they made an Even Stevens movie.
They did. I've seen it.
I never saw that. But anyways, yeah, I'm not a big fan of him being the big action hero just because I just know him from being the goofy kid. It's just hard to, you know, it's hard to see that. Heavens forbid he becomes like Bond in the future.
No, he's good at being goofy.
Exactly.
That's what he is. He's goofy.
Exactly.
And he actually is goofy in real life. So
he needs to continue doing. He needs to go into comedies, not these action movies. Like what was that? Eagle Eye. I really didn't like that.
He wasn't bad in Eagle Eye. He was not bad in Eagle Eye. That was okay.
But he's the next Indiana Jones.
Oh God! That no. Oh.
That's the part. No. Mutt. No.
I mean, you see, he's already pegged. Steven Spielberg loves him.
Yeah, I don't know that. That last movie was not that great, but anyways.
But I blame George Lucas for that. Not really Shia LaBeouf.
Speaking of George Lucas, this ain't on our show notes, but did you see his whole thing about how?
Yes, Han I did.
Never shot first.
That was no. See, that prep proves it. George Lucas hates Star Wars.
No, that's
because he said, and I quote, "Star Wars is just a movie. It is not a religion." I beg to differ, sir. There is a goddamn religion. It's called Jedi. It's a New Zealand religion. Look it up. It's real.
It honestly is. It honestly is, Harold.
It really is.
I know, but just how passionate you are for that, that's kind of funny.
But, I mean, it's like George Lucas is stuck because either he really did plan on that or he, you know, either he really did have Greedo shoot first and then miss, which I don't see how can you miss that, from that close?
That article even said, like, wait a minute, if Greedo also shot, one, we didn't hear it. Two, Han never even flinched.
Yeah, I mean, he lucked out on the first Star Wars. He had no idea it was going to be as popular as it was. Then, you know, after the others, you know, he didn't direct the second one, and he directed the third one, which everybody, you know, Planet Teddy Bear, whatever people want to say about that.
I liked the Ewoks.
I'm not as passionate.
Although they definitely would have been better as Wookiees.
Oh,
as they were
Wookiees ripping off. Yeah.
Hold on. Are you sure he didn't have a contract with Teddy Rupskin, the bear?
No. See, Wookiees wouldn't have been a real popular toy. Not like the.
Yeah, that's
the only reason. That's the reason why he changed them to Ewoks. But.
Oh well.
Yeah, it's all about the money, but. Anyways, he's just been changing things, and I don't know.
Do you kind of feel like he's changing things and just giving everybody the big fuck you finger?
I
absolutely.
Definitely think so.
Absolutely.
And did,
especially now.
Did you hear about the deleted scene about Jar Jar Binks?
No, because
I read about it. I didn't actually see. I actually read the article, but I saw something.
Well, I didn't see it either. Is it actually out? Can you we actually see that?
Like there was a picture with it, but I don't know if it was
apparently real like or the, not. The Emperor was talking to Jar Jar Binks and telling him it's his fault that he was able to rise to power and the Empire, you know, and all the Jedis and whatever. Basically, it's Jar Jar Binks' fault for evil, you know, taking over.
Cool. Well, I think it's Jar Jar Binks' fault to be in the whole movie anyway.
We all knew that because he...
Jar Jar Binks outed as a scumbag imperialist collaborator.
Well, we all knew it was his fault because that's how the movie played out. I mean, he was the one who, you know, he took over, Amidala's spot in the Senate and ended up voting and doing all that. But the fact that there was a scene where he actually confronts him and says that, and I guess Jar Jar Binks was all sad and stuff.
And Palpatine realizing. Kind of thanks Jar Jar for putting him in power.
I want to see that so bad, but you know Lucas probably will never release that. Because we want to see that. We would want to see that. That would make the movie so much better, I think. What do you think, Stuart?
Well, I mean, we already went to that point. Like, you know, like, yeah, he did it. But this actually kind of confirms, yes, he did put the Emperor in power.
Yeah, and I mean that scene would just make it so much better just to see Palpatine tell Jar Jar Binks and see Jar Jar Binks's, you know, go. I guess he was all sad and whatnot, just to see. Oh, that would be so awesome! It's your fault, Jar Jar Binks. Now go to Alderaan because it's gonna blow up soon.
I like that. That's now becoming the popular theory that Jar Jar moved to Alderaan.
Well, wasn't he represent? Didn't he represent Alderaan?
No, he represented Naboo.
Oh, Naboo. Yeah, okay. But yeah, everyone's that's the joke I've heard is he was in Alderaan when it blew up. But that helps me sleep better at night.
that's becoming a popular theory now that Jar Jar moved to Alderaan.
Yeah, but anyways, on to my last topic, more comic books. Smallville, season 11, coming in a comic book form. What do you think about this, Stuart?
I don't know.
Really? You don't know?
Because I really, really like Smallville. I don't know, because I kind of think Smallville is the precursor to the Superman comics. So why not call this Superman? They take over from the Superman, but that wouldn't make sense because of where the story went in Smallville. So I don't know. I actually don't know if I like this idea of comic books taking off where the TV shows leave off.
Well, it gives the fans more, you know, they have the choice whether they want to continue on or not.
But they're picking TV series that have been around for, have had their run. They're not doing this for, say, Firefly. Even though there are Firefly comics, they're not seasons like this.
Oh, it's all about money, Stuart. Come on now. These are popular. People want to, you know, they have done the Firefly ones. But people would pay. I know I'm interested in this. I would probably end up seeing, you know, at least picking up the first couple and seeing if they're actually decent. The interesting thing about this is it's going to be digitally first. It's going to come out digitally first and then release in, you know, I guess a physical copy.
Wow. Yeah. Like not just, you know, like a day or so. It's about a month. It's over a month before.
Yeah. So that, you know, I guess, you know, DC really is trying to push the whole digital distribution stuff.
Well, but here's the thing.
That also means that DC is also going to have now a fourth universe.
Yeah, but
because they already have the new 52. They're about to start up a new universe called Earth 2.
Yeah,
but and then there's supposedly a third universe.
This also gets people who watch Smallville. They know the story to it. You know, we know the whole backstory to it, so we can jump into this knowing it all. Because we've seen every single episode. So, I mean,
that kind of goes off with my rant earlier that Marvel was doing. There's too many of the same damn thing.
Yeah.
DC is also guilty of this, and this is okay. I will probably read the first issue at least to see if it's any good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm hoping it's good because I wouldn't mind reading this because I enjoyed the series. I honestly did.
Yeah, I did too.
And if it's more of the same, then awesome, you know. So, Harold, did you ever see Smallville?
No, I was never one. I never watched it.
Okay. Just didn't want to leave you out of the conversation if you had something to say.
I would butt in if I have to, but no, I never really watched. I mean, Superman was never really my big thing, so.
That's the surprising thing, is I never really was a huge, you know, I watched the Superman, you know, animated series in the 90s because it came on like before or after Batman and it was just there. But I've never been a big Superman fan, but the way they did Smallville, I don't know, something about it. I enjoyed it.
With the Buffy season 9 comics, at least they had the characters look somewhat like the actors. This image of Superman does not look like what's his face.
Oh, that looks like him.
No, I don't think so. Not at all.
I see it.
I don't.
Well, let me pull up.
I guess if there's more images. But I don't see any more.
Let me pull up a picture of Tom Wellings and show Harold both and see if he. Okay, Harold, you're gonna be our test since you're neutral. In the chat, there's the picture of him as the comic image.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on. Are they both on the same page or no?
No, that's one, no. And then this is the actual actor. All this silence will be cut out.
There's the picture of the. They're really damn close.
Exactly.
I mean,
they're a lot closer on the Buffy comic.
Well, I mean,
they're
it's one
really,
image.
Really close. I mean,
almost doesn't look like a drawing, does it?
No. The only thing that's different. I mean, the only thing that you can really say is different is the hairstyle. Otherwise, the facial structures are the same. The only thing that's different is the hair. Because on the picture of him on IMDb, he's got a part on his his left side of his head and his hair. And on here, there's no part.
Yeah.
I think it's a bad picture. Maybe in the comic, he does look a lot more like him. I don't think this one looks a lot like him.
Have you seen the side-by-side picture,
I wanna
see Stuart?
More. What?
Have you seen the picture on IMDb that I showed Harold?
Yes, I did.
I mean, I'm looking, I'm going back to back. I have it on two tabs, and I'm just, it looks.
Yeah, I went back to back and looked at it twice, and it looks.
I'm doing it right now. I don't know what it is. I don't see his face and see Tom Wallace.
Your eyes just suck.
My eyes are fine.
Well, I see
what Harold says. Yes, his facial structure is the same. I just don't see Tom Wellington in that picture. Or Tom Welling. I don't see it.
I think, Harold, you were going to say let our listeners chime in.
Yeah, let the listeners chime in. I mean, you'll put the links on the in the show notes and let them come in and tell us what they think.
Definitely, definitely. I already have the image of the Smallville comic. I already have that in the show notes, so. I just got to put in the IMDb, so let us know. Let us know what you think. Anyways, I recommend, Harold.
Well, the I recommend actually did have some kind of small amount of gay porn.
The right kind, though.
Definitely the right kind. Well, I recommended this week. God, that didn't come out well. I recommended a good movie called Bitch Slap. And you want me to
You're being sarcastic, right? When you say good.
Well, come on. It wasn't as bad as some of the stuff we've watched recently.
Like we said before, we watched it all the way through.
I watched it all the way through twice.
I watched it all the way through, and you know what, Stuart? I'd rather watch Alligator X again.
No.
Yeah, it was. But this was bad. This was bad.
Dude, this had three babes that were strippers that were doing.
That was the only good part. Was the
I have never enjoyed seeing three people dig a hole so much.
I mean, come on. The acting was horrible. The background was. A lot of the time was totally lame. I mean, the movie was really only half it was only half the length, but the fact that you had all those scenes where they were slow-mo just made it even doubled the length because there was just so many of those. I mean,
we're digging this hole. Slow-mo water fight. Oh no, you don't get me wet.
I mean, you have Kevin Sorbo just randomly in there.
But yeah. You gotta just say that. I mean, the fact that they took the gun and they shot the guy right in the penis.
Oh, that was fucked up.
But that was funny.
Oh, I cringed at that. I was like, oh God, why do you still want to be alive after that? Why don't you just have them kill you?
Okay, and out of the three women, which one did you like the most?
The redhead.
Erin Cummings.
Yeah,
I liked the one in the gold dress.
Okay, I liked the other one. I liked the one in the white shirt.
Really?
Yeah, I kind of
liked the psycho.
Oh, she was just the whole fact that she was a psycho is just unattractive.
She was probably the worst one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she was funny. I mean, out of all of them, she was really funny.
I mean, I'm sorry, but okay. Crazy chicks, attractiveness.
We're all digging this hole.
But she was the funniest one. I mean, I'm not saying I want to date her. I have a girlfriend. I mean, I'm saying I liked her because she was funny.
Okay, we're all digging this hole together, and now I'm going to try to kill both of you because the script told me to.
But that was funny. I mean, that whole thing, everything she did was funny. Everything.
And
I'm sorry.
Who would believe that she was a nun? Those were some dumb people in that convent.
Yeah.
Well, there were some dumb ways of making some of that story, but we won't go there. I mean, some of the plot in that story was really bad, but...
All of that plot was really bad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but this movie was basically just for teenage boys to wank off to.
Well, I mean...
I mean, honestly, yeah. It was... I mean...
Yeah, it was.
But it was supposed to be something that was lighthearted and funny, and it brought off something that was funny, at least. Because there was some funny moments in it.
I'm sorry, but I gave this a 1 star.
Wow.
And I mean, I really don't think I'd watch this again. Because I've seen it before.
Normally, I don't watch the credits. This time I did.
But I mean, I honestly, I think Alligator X was better, in my opinion. I really do. I really do. Wow.
Story-wise, I would agree.
And I mean, at least it visually wasn't. I mean, just the backgrounds for a lot of the stuff they were doing was just like, really? You can tell
we're on a green screen.
Exactly.
We're on a green screen.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it was grainy and a gritty, and it was supposed to be a grindhouse movie, which I kind of like grindhouse.
I think it failed.
Grindhouse.
No, I think it failed at being a grindhouse because you could see the green screens and stuff like that, and the grindhouses, yeah, they look grainy.
You can see green screen and grindhouse.
Yeah, no, this didn't fail as a grindhouse movie. It actually pulled off the grindhouse thing well.
I didn't think so. I mean, I've seen Grindhouse and I've seen a lot of those, and I think they're better quality than this.
You just got to remember though that this was a grindhouse, and that's what it was, and it was actually pretty good for what it was. And I actually gave it 3 stars.
I gave it 1, literally.
Stuart?
I didn't give it any stars.
Well, what would you give it?
Probably a 1.
I tried to give it a 0.5 star, but it wouldn't let me. Which I don't see how you can't give 0.5 stars when the ratings are like, 3.7 and or 2.7 and stuff like that.
That's taking all.
Yeah, I know, but I really, really wanted to turn this movie off, though. Honestly,
I didn't.
I liked it,
but I didn't like it though. It was a bad story. I liked watching it. That was it.
Yeah, I was tempted just to mute it, I mean, and listen to a podcast.
I was thinking about that, too. I'm like, this would have – I would have gotten the same enjoyment out of this movie on mute.
I mean, why don't you – I mean, why watch this movie? Why not just watch, like, porn? I mean, Just
because we got listener feedback that they don't like us talking about porn.
Well, this is basically porn. I mean, this is porn with some really bad other parts. I mean, really bad.
Without all the nudity.
Well, there was nudity. There was nudity.
Not enough.
A little bit. One scene.
Well, there was two scenes I can recall. But yeah, and I mean, come on now. The dude with Tourette's and the oh my god. And that chick come with on. The yo-yo. Come on now. That was just, I mean, I'd like to hear what the listeners have to think if they've actually watched this movie.
They don't watch the movies.
We had feedback saying, let us know what you watch beforehand so we can watch them. That's why we announced, you know, like.
That is true. That was one of the very first feedback stuff.
So some people watch them, I guess. I don't know.
But, well, what are we watching for next week, if you don't mind me asking, since you tore my movie up?
Stuart, what are we watching?
Okay, we're going to watch something good.
Okay. Thank you.
Please no more anime.
No, it's not anime. Oh. It's on Hulu.
I was hoping you would pick anime just because he picked this.
But, no, I think he picked this just because I picked anime.
So what's on Hulu?
The River.
Oh yeah, we were talking about that last week.
Yeah, and that's gonna be my pick for next week.
What are we watching the first two weeks?
Well, the first three episodes. I think I know at least the first two are on there.
I know. Well, yeah, because they came out with the second episode. Next week would be the third one because it comes out on Tuesdays.
Three episodes are on Hulu. Right.
Three episodes are on? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no. The first episode was 2 hours long, so it should be...
Which actually they count as episode one and episode two.
They just showed it back-to-back, I guess.
Yeah, they showed it back-to-back.
Technically, there's three. Yeah. On Hulu, there's 3 43-minute. Yeah.
Okay, so we're not doing next week's episode.
No.
Okay, cool.
Although, if you want to, you can.
Alrighty. I honestly don't know anything about this show, because I can't remember the last time I watched ABC.
Lost?
No, I had no modern, or not Modern Family, but No Ordinary Family, or...
Oh, No Ordinary Family? Yeah, okay.
That, which...
That was ABC, wasn't
it?
Yeah, okay.
And that was good. I don't know why they canceled it.
I don't know.
I enjoyed it. But anyways, yeah, The River... on Hulu, not Hulu Plus. You can watch it for free on Hulu.com.
Right.
I don't see any plus icons on it.
Or if you've actually, got,
but maybe,
if you got on
maybe that's because I have Hulu Plus.
Yeah, I'm not signed in. I'm just, you know, I have Hulu Plus too, but okay. I'm just looking at it and there's no. What was that?
It's Harold? It's on demand also. So if you don't have Hulu or you don't want to use Hulu, you can also do on demand.
But don't you got to pay for on demand?
I get it with my Comcast, so.
Oh. Well, most on-demand services you have to pay for. I know the ones I don't have Comcast. Comcast isn't in my area, but yeah. So if you do have an on-demand paid service, just watch it on Hulu.com. We don't want you to spend money on it when you don't have to.
No, but if you don't, I mean, you can also get it on your on-demand.
Yeah.
Which is.
Alrighty, Stuart, geek question of the week.
This week's geek question of the week was, what is something that you grew up with that makes you sad that kids today will never know?
I've got
one. And I will say, this question did not go where I was thinking about when I answered this question. It went to a much better place with these answers.
Oh, well, my answer, someone kind of said, like today, I think, but I'm going to, I guess I can elaborate more. The fact that someone said Saturday morning cartoons, but the fact of having to wake up early Saturday morning to watch the cartoons, you know, and not just, oh, it's DVR, you can watch them whenever, don't wake, you know. You know, these kids have their parents tape it so they don't have to wake up early and wake them up and all this and that. But
having to watch live TV.
Yeah. I mean, waking up every Saturday morning to watch whatever cartoons, you know, was on at that year or that time or whatever, That was a really great moment. And looking back at it, I really enjoyed that because it made it special. Because it was once, you know, Saturday morning was once a week, and you looked forward to it.
I would agree. That was,
yeah,
not necessary because, you know, there are Saturday morning cartoons still, I think.
Well, there's cartoons on all the time now.
Yeah, that too. But I mean, the fact of waking up and for those specific, you know, Saturday morning. Yeah, I've already said it.
You had to wake up and watch Smurfs. You couldn't not wake up. Right. You had to wake up to watch it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, for me, it was like Power Rangers and Ninja Turtles and
Animaniacs
and yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. What about you, Stuart?
My answer? Now, I actually see this in my sisters, and that makes me sad as a geek. An appreciation for entertainment older than they are. They don't have that. They refuse to watch stuff that's older than them, and they call it stupid. And that makes me sad, because Star Wars falls into that, and they refuse to watch Star Wars.
Oh my god, they do?
They do.
How do you refuse to watch Star Wars?
It makes me.
There, Stuart. It's okay. I watch Star Wars, so we can talk about Star Wars whenever. I'll understand what you mean. You're not alone.
But yeah, like, when I was younger, I used to watch TV Land and like it.
Oh yeah, I mean, I grew up on
like
Gilligan's Island,
Bewitched.
Yeah, Bewitched.
Gilligan's Island. I Dream of Jeannie, MASH, all that stuff. I grew up and liked it, and all that stuff was no longer on air.
Yeah, now it's what, like, a lot of that stuff was on Nick at Night, not even TV Land.
Yeah,
originally it was also
Nick at Night.
And now, what, Nick at Night is like Fresh Prince and Friends. Everybody.
Friends.
Well, Friends is on there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Don't tell me Everybody Loves Raymond.
Everybody Loves Raymond, yeah.
Oh, God.
Last I saw, I've seen those three on it at one point.
The George Lopez Show, oh, whatever. God,
yeah. Ugh.
How is that?
That's awesome. Every time I see Nick at Night, that's on.
But I mean, really? Ugh. I mean, you see Friends and all that, those shows on other channels like all the time. So I don't know. But yeah, I'm with you. I grew up watching all those shows. You know, Three's Company.
Murder, She Wrote.
No, I never watched Murder, She Wrote. That was that was a bit too...
The Golden Girls.
I can never get into The Golden Girls.
I just like the opening song, and then I changed it.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm with you. I grew up watching a lot of those shows because, you know, my parents would watch those, and I would watch when my parents watched because...
Exactly.
You were forced.
Well, at the time there was only like one TV in the living room. That was the thing, you know, before TVs got so cheap and everybody had a TV, and now, you know, or everybody has cell phones and 4-year-olds have iPhones and TVs and all this crazy stuff. You would watch what, you know, you would all gather around and watch TV at night in the living room. At least that's how it was for me growing up.
Back in the day.
So, yeah. What about you, Harold?
Okay. You guys are going to laugh.
Old man Harold.
That's right. Old man. I'm actually going to miss the fact that all these really good musicians are gone. And like when like Madonna and when Prince and when all the really good ones finally do die off. Michael Jackson, all the classic rockers like Leonard Skinner and... Well, they're still around, but Leonard Skinner, CCR, and B.B. King. I mean, the younger generation will only be able to hear them on CD and never get to go to like these really good concerts because artists like Nicki Minaj,
Justin Bieber,
yeah, they just don't entertain the way those guys did. You know, I know you guys. I don't know if you guys are up with all the music, but wow.
I listen to like the old rock and stuff like that. I couldn't tell you who's popular now.
Yeah, it's just,
and the only reason I know of the name Nicki Minaj is the Super Bowl.
But you know, I mean, it's just their music is just so bad compared to what was around earlier.
Well, I honestly, I would not say it's bad. It's just not catered to us.
No, I would say the quality of the music is not as good.
No, well, the quality of the music is not as good, but if you listen to that girl Adele who won all those Grammys over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
She is actually really good, and she's got the old school stuff going on. But there's not many of that.
Yeah, I'm definitely with you there. You know, I
and that.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, and I said that's what I'm actually going to miss for everybody else, because I mean I remember being able to go to concerts and seeing really good performers. I mean, Slipknot was one of the better concerts I've even seen, and you know those guys are a modern rock band, but you know,
I'd love to see Slipknot.
Yeah,
I've seen Korn. Korn was good.
I was never a Slipknot fan.
They were just cool. You know, Slipknot was cool. And then who else? I like Korn. Korn was great back in the day.
I've seen Korn. I've seen Snoop Dogg.
I've seen Ozzy, Godsmack, Guns N' Roses, Metallica.
That's actually one I have seen. I've seen Godsmack.
Godsmack is great.
Yeah.
I do like me some Godsmack.
So there are good rock bands, but they're just that you just don't hear them as much as these like pop singers or R&B artists.
Yeah, I mean,
rock's just not mainstream.
I will also say this: there's not that many bands anymore. There's singers, but not many bands.
That's true.
At least that's what I see. I'm sure there are a lot more, but they're just not.
The only bands are rock bands. There's no like pop bands, you know, who actually, you know, oh, you can sing, so you're popular. You don't have to learn how to play an instrument.
Yeah,
that's.
You know, and that's one of the things I think they're all going to miss is that, I mean, back in the day, everybody played an instrument also, and they got up there and they played and they had good music, and you're just not having that anymore.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think about that, but now it makes sense. Real quick, another one I thought of, having to remember people's phone numbers.
I don't do that now.
I mean, growing up and having to remember your friends' phone numbers and or girls' numbers and not, you know, having it programmed.
Or how about actually talking to people and not texting?
Yeah, that's true. Because I
sure is that too.
Yeah, that's definitely a big one. Talking on the home phone, not cell phones.
And, you know, I'm going to, you know, somebody said this, but and have somebody pick up while you're on the phone.
Yeah.
Like you know, like you're talking to someone, like you're talking to a friend, and like say your mom picks up the phone, and then starts dialing.
Yeah, I remember that back in the day.
Yeah, but you know, the world is just a busy place now. It's a much busier place. People are always in a hurry. That's why we don't watch live TV. People don't watch live TV as much anymore. They tape it and watch it whenever they have time. They have cell phones so they can get a hold of people right then and there, and they text because people are busy doing other stuff, and that's what it all leads down to.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess what does the feedback say?
I'm very happy with it with the response with this. We got 10 people.
Oh wow,
that's awesome.
Yeah, 10. We're happy. PSI Pilgrim on Twitter said, getting a drink of water from an actual well and to pull that a cold bucket of water up in the summer, there's nothing quite like it.
Okay.
I've drinking from a well before.
I'm not going to say anything.
But that's actually at my lake cabin. There's a well.
Awesome. What else?
Rashani. I kind of like his answer. Other kids.
What it would
be? Because I was talking to a friend of mine at work who has a kid who's about 9, and she said that her son was actually telling her the other day, kids just don't go outside anymore. They're all inside.
That you know, is true.
It doesn't happen like I say it didn't even happen when I was young, but you know, I hear my parents say this, you know, I used to wake up and go outside and not come back in and until the sun went down. You can't send your kid out like that anymore to run around the neighborhood doing who knows what. You just can't do that.
Yeah, it's a much more dangerous place now. Wow, we're gonna depress ourselves. We really are. What's next, Stuart?
Big Rob 029 on Twitter said an appreciation for actual IRL and hilariously defunct federal media. Cassettes, VHS, 2 5.25-inch floppy, and zip disks.
Oh, God. Do you remember listening into the radio and liking a song and having to stick a cassette tape in and recording it so you can listen to it later?
Oh, yes. I never did that.
You never did that?
I just bought the cassette.
Oh, that, well, rich money bags over there.
Yep, Mr. Money.
But, yeah, I remember doing that all the time.
I didn't have a radio that could record.
Or better yet, you'd make a mixtape with all those songs that you liked, and then after a while you get tired of it, and then you try to record over the other one, and it would mess up the tape.
Yeah,
I do remember doing that with the mini cassettes.
Yeah, but I used to always do that. I used to always listen to the radio, at night, and record stuff, and listen to it later, because. You know, you're a kid. You don't got, you know, your parents are like, oh, I want this. And you're not getting that. You kidding me? No.
I just listened to the radio. That's all I did.
Yeah, but there was just some songs you just wanted to listen to whenever you wanted to. And that's where cassette tapes came in.
Yeah.
Harold knows what I'm talking about. So.
Yep.
At least I'm not alone.
I remember cassettes. I just never recorded them.
Yeah. It's funny. Whenever I find a cassette around the house randomly, I'm just like, "There's nothing. I have no way to play this."
Are you ready for this?
I have VHS tapes. There's no way I can play them.
I got both of you beat. I've got vinyl records.
I've got records, and I have a record player. So
no, I can't play my records because I have a record player.
I picked one up on eBay for I think $50, just because my dad had a bunch of old records, like, you know, Jimi Hendrix and Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd and stuff like that. And, you know, as far as it goes, vinyl records, they sound a lot better. They really are good quality. But anyways, onward, Stuart.
Paladin. A simpler time where we would play with less worry from increased violence or having an actual lemonade stand without a permit.
Oh, God.
True.
Oh, I remember that.
I remember as a kid being able to set up a Kool-Aid stand and not have to worry about having a permit or anything, and that was actually kind of cool. That's how we made a little bit of extra money. Or, in fact, you used to get the lawnmower and you could take your gas can and get a dollar's worth of gas, and you could go mow everybody's lawn for like $4 or $5 and make money.
Yeah, now you can still do stuff like that, like. It seems like every time I go to the grocery store, I always see some organization has a table in the, you know, in the actual, like, the where the shopping carts are before you actually get into the store.
Uh-huh.
And they're just selling something.
They probably have a permit or an actual permission.
Yeah, they have permission from the store. Yeah.
Kids nowadays can't really set up a lemonade stand.
The one thing I won't miss for the kids is the fact that when you try to go into the store, you've got 50 homeless people sitting there begging for change.
True. That's true.
That gets on my nerves.
Now you have more.
Yeah, you do have more homeless people. Thank you, Obama. I'm kidding. Not really. But anyways, next, Stuart.
All right. Yojimbo 2000. He said, kids will never know what it's like to get up off the couch and change the TV channel using TV channel knobs.
Oh, I remember that.
I remember we had an old TV. Like, this thing probably weighed about a ton.
That's what old TVs weighed.
I know. But, like, you had when you turned it on, it didn't instantly come on. It had to warm up.
That was the old tubes.
I know. Yes.
And then when they broke, they would turn green or red.
No, when they broke, they became a TV stand.
No. But when they were going bad, the TV would turn green, and everything would be green.
Oh, I remember that.
Well, see, that didn't really happen with me because my grandpa was a TV repairman. So.
Ah, I see. Awesome.
That explains why you were so rich. You could just go buy the music.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
And he was the best in town, too.
Awesome.
Cali 2000 said Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah, and we elaborated on that.
That's right. Yeah, on from Facebook. Stuart from Page to Screen. He said non-CG movies or CGI movies. I'm sorry. Yeah, you don't, because a lot of times, you know, I think it's a lot better to have actual puppets and machinery instead of using CGI.
I definitely agree to that. CGI has its place, but, you know.
Yeah.
It's just made.
Definitely not with the Muppets.
Oh, no. Keep using puppets with the Muppets.
Very good. Also on Facebook, Jason, also known as Videos. I like this one. This one I like. Calling a girl for the first time on a house phone and worrying about her dad answering.
Yeah.
I definitely remember that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, having the girl's parents answer was usually the biggest fear.
Yeah, I'm with you there. The whole house phone in general, like I was saying earlier, that, because I don't really know anybody who has a house phone anymore.
My parents still do.
I mean, my dad has a fax line. That's it. No home phone, nothing anymore, because cell phones have just, they're just more convenient and, you know, they're, I don't know. But, yeah, kind of miss the house phone concept. But that said, I love my cell phone, so.
Yeah. See. Paradise5551 on Twitter said the Beatles. So, there is that.
Well, they can still listen to the Beatles, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, but.
You gotta be really old if you remember them performing. Because wasn't their last performance in 69?
60-something, before I was born.
I think it was 69, yeah. So, yeah.
Actually, Jason, Fideos had another answer, but I didn't tie that in with his. Riding the bus to school or waiting at the bus stop. No adults, no rules, Lord of the Flies crap happened at the bus stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. The kids I know who are still in school, don't ride the bus.
See, I honestly didn't know that elementary schools had buses, because mine never did, and I had to walk like what, 7-8 blocks. So
I had to walk 20 miles in the snow uphill both ways.
So there's something right there. There's I guess maybe an extension on to that point, you know. Kids walking to school on their own as well.
That still happens.
Really?
Yeah.
But it does. But I mentioned this about a year or two ago. A kid who went to my old elementary school was walking to school and got hit by one of the teachers.
Wow.
And died. So.
Yeah, well, any others?
Now that I've brought the show to a crashing halt.
I was about to say, if we still have any listeners. Any others?
That's it.
Alrighty. What's the question next week?
The question for next week is... but I edited it out. Okay. My local news has been doing this special all week on young kids using technology. Like... preschool age.
4-year-olds with iPhones.
Yes, 4-year-olds with iPhones, that kind of thing.
Which I've seen that have. I've seen a 4-year-old with. I don't know if it was their iPhone, but I've seen a 4-year-old playing with iPhone.
Oh, yeah. And this was talking about, you know, kids who weren't even walking yet are using iPads about as well as the parents.
iPads as big as them.
Yeah, it was. The iPad was as big as the baby.
That's just ridiculous. So, well, what's the question?
The question is, do you think that, you know, kids should be using technology like that at a young age? Because they're not getting the tactile feel of.
Can we change it to
building blocks?
Can we change it to what do you think? Because we don't want to have just yes and no answers.
Yeah.
What do you think about?
Yeah. What do you think about, you know, a 1-year-old using an iPad?
Because we don't want like 20
instead of like building blocks
yeah.
and finger paints. You know, they're not getting that feel of the stuff.
Yeah, good question. But I just didn't want to have like, oh, we had 20 responses. Oh, that's awesome. Well, not really. They're all yes and no's.
yes, 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 no, yes, yes, no, 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 yes, no. no, I, no, 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 yes, yes. Oh, sorry.
Alrighty.
Mel Brooks, don't forget movie, the maybe. Sorry.
Where I just can't decide. But, yeah, alrighty. I guess we can close the show out. Be sure to listen or check out our Android app on the Amazon App Store and our iPhone app in the iOS App Store under the Podcast Box app. Our first ever bonus episode is up on, it's under episode 77. So check that out if you have the app, and it will be releasing that to, you know, the public who don't have the app later on, but it's going, our bonus episodes are going to be timed exclusives. So, let's see, follow, you know, if you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus, and we'll tweet or we'll post at the questions. You know, the geek questions of the week out, so you can answer, and we'll, you know, we'll read your answer and we'll discuss about them like we did today or tonight or whatever. Our voice line, which we have no voicemails this week, right?
Right.
Which makes me very sad, but our voice line is 1-347-433-5389. That's 1.
What does that spell?
347 Geek FTW for the win. You can send us an email at thegeeksftw@gmail.com. You know, if, let us know if you want us to read your email out, if you do send us one, because we'll do it. If it's like a question, or if it's, you know, you don't want us to read it, let us know that, because there's some, you know, there's some people who just don't want your the emails to be read out, and I understand that. iTunes reviews, please leave us some. We've had 3 new iTunes reviews since the last episode.
Yes.
Stuart, do you want to tell us who those were?
Sure. Do you want me to read what they said too?
That's up to you.
Okay, I will. The first one is by Anthony Alex. He said, good show to hear about all things geek. I even bought the shirt. Check it out. Now we haven't pimped out the store in a while.
Yeah.
We have a store.
That's true. I'm looking into something different, doing some different stuff, but yeah. Link on our site, isn't there?
Yes.
Yeah. So definitely check that out.
And they can definitely check out Anthony Alex at Angry Mailman Podcast.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Next one is from Yojimbo 2000. Great podcast that discusses movies, anime, and gaming. I could do without the GP discussion. Which he meant gay porn.
G.P.RN discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll definitely cut that out, because it seems like Yojimbo is one of our most active fans, so we do not want to.
Yes, we thank you for that.
We do not want to irritate him. And if you want to be on this show, if you actually want to be a guest on the show sometime, let us know.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That'd be great. We could discuss anime.
And Harold can take a nap.
True.
Just like I do when you guys talk about UFC.
Alrighty.
Alright, next one is from Frank Branches. He said, as a new listener to the show, I was pleasantly surprised by the wealth of knowledge on all things geek. In the sea of geek/tech podcasts, this show stands out. Always insightful and funny, this show will not disappoint. I highly recommend listening to the geeks. To the geeks, do their thing. Harold is awesome, as are Stuart and William. Nice chemistry between the hosts to go along with the fun subject matters and news. You owe it to yourself to listen.
Is he listening to the right show?
I don't know.
No, but seriously, thank you very much. And isn't he? He's from the Zombie Cast and RP Grinders, is it?
RP Grinders.
That is correct. Yes. Frank Branches, you can check him out on RP Grinders, and they do live on allgames.com, and they talk about role-playing games, but not just role-playing games. They also talk about everything in the world. They can get into political and different things like that. And it is a great show with him and RPG Eric and Pandalicious. So go check them out. And yes, he is on ZombieCast, the unofficial guide to all things zombies, with me and Sean Freeman from KnuckleballCast.
And that's an excellent show. You definitely need to check out, people. Check out both. And the Angry Mailman podcast. And I don't know if Yojimbo has a podcast, but if he does, let us know and we'll pimp that out for you too. Alrighty. And remember, people, audibletrial.com/geeksftw to get a free audiobook of your choosing. I know I will be picking up a Lincoln Vampire Hunter because I can't wait till June. I've got to know how that story goes.
I'm going to look to see if is it on Audible. Have you looked it up?
I'm sure it is. I'm looking it up now.
I'll look it up right now.
Well, while we're doing that.
So, what now?
Excellent. While we're doing that, I just got a text from Sean Freeman speaking about ZombieCast. Dawn of the Dead is $7.88 at Walmart.
Which Dawn of the Dead?
He's showing me a Blu-ray copy of Dawn of the Dead.
Oh, is it the new one?
It might be the new one.
Oh, I've got that on.
I don't know until
I've got that on DVD.
But it's on Blu-ray, $7.88.
Oh, I may have to pick that up on Blu-ray just to have it on Blu-ray. That's a good deal. So yeah, definitely check that out, people. Great deal. Great movie. One of the actually good remakes of the George Romero's movies.
It was my first zombie movie, actually.
Alrighty. So I guess it's time for shout-outs. Harold, shout-outs.
How's this? I'll shoot out Stuart from Front Page to Screen. I'm going to shout out Sean Freeman again and, of course, Frank Branches. And Angry Mailman. I shot him out already, though. Dave, Scoble One. And that's it.
Alrighty. Stuart?
I'd like to shout out all the guys who left us a review on iTunes. I also want to shout out I'm on a horse because last night when I was reading a Spider-Man comic, I can't tell you the issue number right now. In the background, there was a character. He was wearing a Ghostbuster shirt and he looked a lot like Egon from the real Ghostbusters cartoon. So I tweeted out like, does anybody know who this is? And he was the first one to get it. So
what does he win?
He won a virtual high five and a shout out on the podcast.
Alrighty then. Anyone else?
And 10 points. All the shows on Open Forum Network, which includes OFR Proper, Prove Your Point, Guide Button, Section Z Podcast, Truth of the Geek, and the 40cast, which includes, Knox Broadcast Company, which includes What Does God Say, Love and Learning, Down Little Brothers, and Family Cast, Geeks Who Win, and Vault Reviews.
I was about to say, the 40cast that includes, what now? What? Did they spawn other stuff?
That includes them getting drunk.
Yeah, but they
and talking about sex.
I listened to their last episode and it was some pretty good stuff. They really get passionate about their beer. They truly do.
They do.
Especially Denny.
Oh yeah,
Denny amazes me. on his beer knowledge.
He definitely is the most passionate, I think, out of all of them. I mean, he basically talks half the show, you know, about uninterrupted. Everyone just listens to him. I just find that funny. Everyone just listens and waits for him to finish talking.
And about the science of why the Samuel Adams glass is the way it's shaped and does what it does and why it's so perfect.
I like that Samuel Adams glass, though.
Really? I'm looking into getting a beer glass. So is that like the best one or?
For the price, yeah, that one is really cool.
Yeah.
And Danny did talk me into buying it after the way he talked about it.
I'll definitely have to.
Yeah, it was a while ago when he talked about it, though.
Yeah, I think I missed that episode, but I've heard people talk about that. So definitely great show over there. Anybody else?
That's it. That's all I can think of right now.
Alrighty. I guess definitely shout outs to all the people who left us feedback and, you know, the people who ended up leaving us, you know, reviews on iTunes. We definitely appreciate that. Thank you all. And you'll have, I guess you'll have your review and, you know, you'll get a shout out in your review read from now on. I guess Stuart's making it official.
Yay.
I don't hear a no, so.
No.
Good job, Stuart.
Yeah, I would definitely read it out.
Alrighty, because Lord knows I talk too much on this show. Give me a break. but anyways, definitely shout outs to you guys again for definitely, you know, keeping this up, keeping it good, keeping it fresh, bringing some interesting topics. Definitely. And just making this show fun to do. Thank you, guys.
Well, you're welcome. And thank you for letting me still come on this show and not kicking me off yet.
you're welcome.
And actually, you know what? I'm going to give – okay. Before we do that, I want to give a big shout-out to Stuart for being someone who actually gets on and I have someone to game with once in a while. That's been really cool being able to game with you, because right now we've been getting on Thursdays sometimes and Tuesdays and just playing, and it's been really, really cool.
I don't own those games, yeah. So I don't own the games. Well,
you can still join us in the party.
I can do that, definitely.
But the camaraderie ship has really been really good, and it's been a lot of fun, and I want to say thank you.
And I want to say thank you, Stuart, for getting me playing the Old Republic and then dropping it and not playing it at all. And thank you for that.
I'm waiting for my new computer so I'm not seeing a frame every 2 seconds. That really made me upset that night.
Well, of course. We had like 40, 50 people on it, you know, in the same area.
And I couldn't see a thing.
But I was just thinking about that recently, and I wanted to bring it up. And thank you, you, Harold, for giving me a spot to bring that up at. I've been really trying to find a way to insert that in the show.
I actually have enough money saved up now for my beast of a PC. Give me a couple weeks, and I'll be back on in full force.
Awesome.
Okay, so he has to the end of February.
Ultra settings. No, I would say till the middle of March.
Give me time to
save up a little bit more.
You have till St. Patrick's Day.
Alrighty. Well, we can't really say that because he said, you know, that end of January he would have watched all of the first season of Sons of Anarchy so we could talk about it, and he never did. So,
well, there's going to be two picks coming up. Who knows? That might be one of them.
Well, that's true. But anyways, yeah, just wanted to bring that up because I thought that was funny that. He got me hooked on this game, and that's my excuse for not picking up Gotham City Impostors, is because Stuart said he, you know, oh, if you get it, we'll play and all that, and I did, and he hasn't been on.
We have played. We did a Flashpoint
back in December.
We did a Flashpoint.
Alrighty. Anyways, I guess that's it for me. I guess unless any of y'all have anything else to add. This has been episode 78 of the Geeks for the Win podcast, and we will see you next week.
Manamana. Manamana.
Do, 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 do.
You're strange.